Please bear with us. We're going to be done in a minute, and then we'll be on our way going home. We have a baby dedication today. We are going to dedicate baby Elisha. I'd like to ask the parents of baby Elisha Ngoge Fortenberry to come here, and the entourage, you know, their family, their kindred, let them be here. And I'm going to ask the men of God to come, and as we dedicate this baby boy, handsome baby boy. Some of you have had an opportunity to just behold baby Elisha. This baby wants, you know, he doesn't just retreat. He wants to be with everybody. Amen. Isn't he handsome? Look at the way he smiles. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'd like to ask the parents to just stand before me, face me this way. And I'd like to ask my wife. Yeah, you're going to come here. We are the men of God. Pastors, please come over here. You know, just stand behind them, even as we dedicate baby Elisha. Man, is this young man handsome? He is so handsome. I like your eyes. Huh? Well, it's the tradition of our church. We don't baptize children because there's nowhere in the Bible that is recorded where children were baptized. But we normally dedicate children unto the house of the Lord. And when I was thinking about this dedication, I couldn't even help but, you know, flash my mind back into the days of Hannah and Elkanah. And Hannah was without a child. And when the Lord, she had this anguish within her, and she wanted the Lord to bless her. And she said, you know, she told the Lord, if you give me a child, I'm going to go dedicate that child to the house of the Lord. And that's exactly what happened. They dedicate after baby Samuel was weaned. If you read the book of 1 Samuel, you find that the baby Samuel was taken into the house of the Lord, where he was he served the Lord, and he later became a judge, a prophet, even in Israel. Amen. And this is exactly what is going to happen to this baby. It is an honor to dedicate the baby to the house of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, this is a scripture that I have for baby Elisha before we can dedicate him. It is found in the book of Deuteronomy 6. Deuteronomy 6. It's an admonition to you, daddy and mom and grandmama and the uncles. You know, it's an admonition to you of what we ought to do to baby Elisha. This is what the Bible says. Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. You, verse number 5, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. Okay? You shall teach them diligently to Elisha, and you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be a frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. Praise the Lord. The main word here is that you shall love the Lord God, the Lord your God, with all your heart and all your soul, and with all your strength. And this is what I want you to happen to this handsome baby Elisha. Teach him how to serve the Lord. Look at that, the way he smiles. Oh my goodness. Kill me, you smile, man. Huh? This is good. So, the responsibility of a child many times today is delegated to Sunday school, is delegated to the schools. But I don't know how many of you people even out there know that you cannot just give the schools the responsibility of bringing up your children. You have to check them out every single day. Are you listening to me? There's stuff that is taught out there by the schools that not need to be taught to your children. And so we need to check them out every single day. It is the first responsibility that the Lord gives any parent is to bring these young people, young children, in the ways of the Lord. Teach them. We teach them good mannerisms. We teach them discipline. We teach them the word of the Lord. And the Bible says that when we teach them this word, when they grow up, they will never depart from the same. Amen. And so it is my honor to have baby Elisha Ngugi Fortenberry dedicated today. The parents, the mother of Elisha is Pauline Wanjiko Fortenberry, and his daddy is Archie Clarence Fortenberry. Amen. And so we are going to dedicate this baby unto the Lord and in the presence of his kindred. And we are going to tell the Lord, declare the word of the Lord over his life, that he will not know sickness, that he will be a brilliant boy, that heavens will open up for him in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you hold this microphone? Come here. Come. Are you saying that you don't want to see anybody else now, huh? Okay, church, can you stretch your hands towards baby Elisha, even as we dedicate him? Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, it is an honor to stand in this house that is called by your name, dedicating this handsome baby Elisha Ngugi Fortenberry. We lift him up, Lord, unto the throne of grace right now. Everything about him, let it be known, is known to you. And we dedicate him, Lord, asking you kindly, sir, that every fiber of his body, every cell, every organ, Lord, shall be known of you from this day. Every activity in the future, Lord, shall be ordained of you. I declare that baby Elisha, God, shall walk blameless even before you in the name of Jesus. When he opens up his mouth, I pray that his words shall be words of influence. In the name of Jesus, I pray that this boy, baby boy, will be disciplined, oh Lord, even to his parents. He will be disciplined even to the people that are older than him. I pray that this young boy will grow up like the little boys we know, like Samuel of old, oh God, like Joseph of old, who grew up with favor with you. In the name of Jesus, I pray that even as at an age, when the age comes for him to go to school, that you prepare his faculty, his mind in a special way, oh God, that he will be have an amplitude to understand things that will be taught to him, oh Lord. Give him all that he requires, a photographic memory, a memory that will be easy to understand things, oh God, even difficult things. That man will point at him and say, behold, there goes a boy who is so intelligent, who knows things beyond his age, in the name of Jesus. I pray that this young man will grow up in the house of the Lord, and he will straight away learn the ways of the Lord in the name of Jesus. God, many people will sought the counsel of this young man. As he grows, he will not grow under wrongful influences, Lord, in this country. Rather, Lord, he will be a man of God, a man who influences communities, a man of God who influences his peers in the name of Jesus. He will be a leader in the name of Jesus. I pray that, Father God, the favor that surpasses all favors will come, and he will be a favor drawer. That wherever he goes, Lord, he will be sought by men. He will be so intelligent and so equipped that governments will seek him, Lord, even for counsel in the name of Jesus. Open up high offices for him in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. Father, I declare as your servant that no disease, no ailment, no sickness will he know in the name of Jesus. His body will grow normally, and he will develop with authenticity and with articulative functioning of his body. Father God, I declare that baby Elisha will live every single day that has been assigned by you here on earth. He will grow even to be older and to be men who other people seek for counsel. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you shall set in the hands of his parents provision for him, that this baby will never lack anything, that this baby will never lack clothes, will never lack food, will never lack a shelter in the name of Jesus. Father God, everything about Elisha, God, like his predecessor, oh God, his life is ordained of you. And like the life of Elisha, I pray for a double portion over his life. In the name of Jesus. A double portion over this Elisha. In the name of Jesus.
Oh God, a double for everything. Double portion for his blessing. Double portion for his authenticity. But a double portion for his favor. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray even for his grandmother. I pray even for his uncle. I pray even for his aunties. I pray for everybody that is related to him. Just because of him, they will be blessed in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you and I bless you. And right now, as a church, we do as you did, Father. To Father, bring the children, the young children unto you. For Father, the kingdom of God is compared to them. Right now, as a servant of the Most High, I dedicate baby Elisha Ngoge Fontenberry in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Ghost. Baby Elisha Ngoge Fontenberry, you're dedicated unto the Lord this day, September, what date is today? September the 8th, 2013. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. In this day of the Lord, you are dedicated unto the Lord. In Jesus' name we all pray. And all of us say, amen. 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 Can you give Jesus a hand clap offering? Amen.
For coming. I wanted to introduce you all to my family. This is my husband and Archie, and then my older brother by 5 years, that's Ngede, and the wife, Rona, and then my mom. We also have, you all know my mom. And then I also have Wawero, I don't know where he is. We came with Wawero and his friend Sarah. I don't know where they are. But thank you so much for being here as we share this very special moment.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
I would just like to say thank you to everybody for supporting Chico and her mother and the family and the baby. Appreciate y'all coming here today. God bless you.
Thank you, church. Praise God. I'm so humbled this morning, and I'm so excited to be in the presence of the Most High God. Thank you, Pastor. Your word was timely. I can't even tell you how much you have really touched my heart and answered so many questions that I had in my heart. Thank you. God bless you so much. God bless you, Kathy. You have seen my family. I've always been here. My family is here, and I'm so excited. Every time I'm in the house of the Lord with my children, it humbles me so much. And I see how God answers prayers. The prayers of a righteous man, they are very much. And God has answered my prayers. This is my son, his wife, Rona, and they're such a blessing. And we have our little sunshine who has come to us. He sleeps crying. He wakes up smiling. And he has brought smiles in our house, and he has brought us together. And that's why we are here, because of him. And we thank the Most High God for what he has done. And I say in my heart, see what the Lord has done. And we just marvel at his works. God bless you so much. Pray with us. Pray for every child, as you have heard, and you have all said amen. So you pray. We've been saying that the Holy Spirit hovers all over. All over. Every member of this church, every child. The Holy Spirit is going to move to hover all over you. And that which has not been born will come forth in the name of Jesus. God bless you so much.
Thank you so much. It's a wonderful thing to have you. For those of you who don't know Ngether, if this gentleman put something on the grill, oh my goodness. Man, did you receive my message? I told mom, when you put something on the grill, call me. This man can do some chops, man. Ooh, Jesus, you're blessed. God bless you so much. It's good to have you guys. Thank you so much. Amen. Yeah, thank you. Anyway, so I'm done. I'm going to want to